I want to ask you, Minister, about that story in the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. £90 million package being put together to restore the air routes into Cork, Shannon and Dublin airports. Obviously, very welcome news to a sector that has been devastated by the pandemic. Is your department devising a package to re-establish these routes?
Well, I suppose it won't come as a surprise that I can't comment on what's in the budget, which will be announced and first of all agreed by Cabinet on Tuesday. But what I can say is that we are working towards an aviation package. I've had huge engagement with our airports, the aviation sector. I have visited all our regional airports. This is about Donegal Airport, Kerry Airport, Ireland West Airport, Knock, as well as Cork and Shannon, and of course Dublin Airport. And what we want to do is to ensure, and this is a government priority, that we get international tourism back into Ireland, and it's particularly important for the regions where Ireland and I suppose America to get that transatlantic, those transatlantic flights back up and running again. So the package we are looking at, and this has always been I suppose a key focus, is where we are enabling our airports to be able to deal directly with airlines and to offer route incentives and do the business that airports do best. They're commercial entities, so government in assisting airports to be able to ensure that we can maintain that connectivity that we all know is so important for the tourism, hospitality and foreign direct investment.
And whatever is being done, we will see it in the budget, will we?
Yes, there will be an aviation package in the budget.
Okay. Childcare is the other one that's all over the place because, of course, your own party leader indicated yesterday that the government was going to make what he called a significant intervention to help with the very high costs of childcare. Are we looking at, or can you tell us, are we looking at the national childcare scheme being, you know, significantly changed?
Yes. So again, it is an issue. Childcare, what we want to do in this, not only in this budget, but in future budgets, is to deal with the barriers, I suppose, for parents who want to maybe go back into the workplace, particularly women who are facing this dilemma where the cost of childcare is prohibiting them from going back to work if they so choose. So we've already made a lot of progress to date with the 2 full years of the ETCHI scheme and the introduction, as you say, of the National Childcare Scheme. But what we want to do now is ensure that we're focusing on the years ahead. So again, I can't go into any details, but childcare will be a focus and is a priority.
Can you tell us anything at all? I mean, there's talk about the subsidies for the actual childcare providers. Is that's going to be separate to what will be done for parents?
I can't go in. Sorry, Katie, I don't mean to be evasive on it, but I can't get into any detail of in relation to the budget on Tuesday, and like talks and are ongoing and will be ongoing right up to Monday and in advance of the Cabinet decision on Tuesday before budget.
Okay. David Cunanan.
Well, listen, I think when people sometimes hear politicians in government talk and talk and don't actually say anything, they get very frustrated. So the reality is that childcare is a massive issue for so many working families. The cost of childcare has skyrocketed. It's almost like a second mortgage now for many families. And what we have proposed I've sat here patiently. I've listened to a minister rattle on for about 5 minutes and actually say nothing. So I think we need, first of all, point out the scale of the problem. Second of all, in our alternative budget, we've set out what we would do, which is to reduce the cost of childcare by 2/3 over a 2-year period. We want to set up a state childcare early years system, and that would be done by taking over the wage bill of the existing system.
The whole wage bill?
Yes. And we would do it over 2 years. And that's the only way that you will reduce childcare costs for parents. Otherwise, we'll hear more spin, more talk about all of the progress which has been made, and all the while many families out there are paying skyrocket childcare costs because the government simply haven't made the investments into the areas that they needed to make.
How much will that cost? Because that sounds like it would be a huge cost to the state.
£170 million would be the full year cost. So what we provided for this year was a partial year cost because obviously it would take some time to implement it. So a full year cost of it would be €167 million.
And to what? How much then would that reduce costs for parents?
2/3 over the course of 2 years.
Okay, Michael Fitzmaurice.
Yeah, first of all, I'd welcome any package for the regional airports because they've been devastated, like Cork, Shannon, and the one that's closest to myself, Ireland West, they have been devastated. And there was a fear, in fairness, that Dublin was going to monopolise the lot. So I think any package to keep those going is welcome. In the line of the budget, obviously, the first thing we have to look at, Katie, is that the ordinary person out there, whether they're working or not working, is €1,200 going to be worse off in the next year because of energy and of heating their houses and all the different things. That's the first thing. Second of all,
in that line then, can I just ask you about the carbon tax? Because it's one thing we know for sure, and the Minister will be able to confirm that, because that's baked into it
he's
now.
He's going ahead with the carbon tax, and that's what he's doing.
What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I don't agree with the carbon tax. I never did, because I think it's a tax that what you're doing is putting some people into fuel poverty. And we'll hear it from politicians that they're going to increase the fuel allowance. And yes, they will, and that's welcome. But what about the people that's on 25,000 to 40,000? They still have to pay the same bills. They don't get any extra money. They don't get a fuel allowance. And these are the people in Middle Ireland that's really going to struggle with all of these, because they're sending their kids to school. They are paying childcare, as David and Hildegard has talked about. They are paying all the bills, and they don't seem to be getting any break whatsoever. We hear the odd bit about people working at home, that they're going to get some bit of a tax break. But at the end of the day, to Erden said the €1,200 to run the house, so that's only to run it, leaving out childcare and everything else, you have to be earning €2,000 to €2,500 more to cover that.
A minister, can you really justify these increases on in the carbon tax when we know what's going to happen to energy bills over this winter?
So just to be clear in relation to the carbon tax, I chaired the Climate Action Committee it's a cross-party Climate Action Committee in the last Dáil, and it was agreed, majority of that committee agreed that we need to be setting a price on carbon out to 2030. And that is only one side of a whole range of packages. We also need to be ensuring that we're supporting different sectors. We acknowledge that there will be increased costs. So we have to look at, and I know Minister Humphreys is looking at this in relation to the fuel allowance, being conscious that heating costs are a concern for many people and many households, and that this will be addressed as part of the budget. But can I just say, in relation to Sinn Féin and their alternative budget, and I suppose that's the beauty of alternative budgets, they don't have to be implemented. And, you know, David talks about childcare. Government is extremely concerned in relation to childcare, and we're making this a priority in this budget. I know from my own constituency the challenges that families are facing in relation to this. But what if you look at Sinn Féin's budget figures, they're saying that it's 8.5 billion their budget, but if you actually do the costs on it, it's 9.8 billion. So there's a 1.5 billion shortfall, simply unaccounted for. It's kind of like, it reminds me of a late type budget, one for everyone in the audience,
like,
but
the
there's
National
no costing.
Development Plan,
there's absolutely no costing behind it. So it's very easy to say that you're going to give away to everybody, but there's absolutely no figures backed up behind this. And what we have to do is to actually, in government, we have to implement a budget and then ensure that there are implications there in relation to what Sinn Féin is doing with this 1.5 billion figure, which is unaccounted for. We have to ensure that families and businesses and people in the regions are supported through this.
Let me put that to David Cullinan.
Well, first of all, there is no money unaccounted for in our budget. Every single cent is accounted for. Piers Doherty launched this on Friday of last week, and all of our proposals are costed by the Department of Finance. And if you listen to what the Minister said, she talks about Sinn Féin's alternative budget. We have a responsibility to present an alternative budget. And what we will set out is what we would do if we were in government, which is put workers and families first. And what the Minister, if she was actually fair about our budget, would accept is that while we've had a lot of talk over the last while about reducing the cost of living, about the housing crisis, about the health crisis, about the cost of childcare, we set out, in fairness in our alternative budget, what we would do. We're in tune with the ESRI that we would increase capital investments to build 20,000 houses. That's in our budget. Does the Minister object to that? We want
you
to increase
want to
funding into
healthcare
to reduce waiting
scheme.
Lists. Does the Minister disagree with that? I didn't interrupt the Minister.
Are
we want to reduce
the
cost of childcare. Sorry, Minister, if I could just finish. And you had a long run and you took a couple of pots at Sinn Féin. The reality of our budget is that we will put workers and families first, and every single line item in this is costed. What this government has created is a system where we have record numbers of people on waiting lists, trolley count is up, people can't afford to buy their own home, energy costs are going up, and all the Minister can do is say, oh, what about Sinn Féin? The what about Sinn Féin is, if we were in government, we'd make different political choices, have a different type of budget, and not the one that this government will present, which will do nothing for the vast, vast majority of people.
Michael Fitzmaurice.
Katie, there's progressive things we can do on the budget. For example, one simple move that might help in say people that have been going into nursing homes, the likes of the carers, there's anyone gives up a job and they go down and they go minding their mother or father, they're means assessed. That's one simple move we could make that it'd be progressive, that actually could save money in other ways. We have to look at the likes of the agricultural budget. We have to look at the way, and you talk about the carbon tax, and I think everyone out there needs to understand this, that diesel for the agricultural sector has doubled in the last year. It was 39 to 40 cent about 16 months ago. It's 80 cent, 82 cent at the moment. That's the facts of it. And whether people are living in a city or in the countryside, what you must realise, that the lorry that brings the produce, that the farmer that gets the silage made by the contractor, that the stuff that's hauled to the main shops where people buy their food, this is all going to cost extra money. And the inflation is what we have to watch in this country. We are driving, it's driving itself up at the moment. But if we add more carbon tax and other taxes onto it, we are going to end up that every person, be it here in Ireland and indeed right around the world, are going to be paying higher prices for their food, which they cannot afford because the wages aren't going to match at the same time.
I just got a text in here as well, Minister. Every time carbon tax is increased, so does the VAT, as carbon tax is subject to VAT. So it's a double hit.
Yeah, I will deal with that, and I'll deal with the issue around farming as well. But I just want to say in response to Deputy Cullinan, Sinn Féin's budget, alternative budget, as they are, allowed to do, they're putting up more than 10 different tax increases. They're abandoning the Help to Buy scheme, which is further evidence that Sinn Féin do not support home ownership. They're increasing.
But we do know, Minister, can I just say in relation to the Help to Buy scheme? Can I just ask you in relation to the Help to Buy scheme? Because that is, you will acknowledge, a controversial measure that has been questioned by a lot more than Sinn Féin.
There has been huge take-up of the Help to Buy scheme. In my own constituency office, I have had over the last number of years, you talk to couples who have benefited from that. They're now owning their own home through that scheme. It has proven to be a success. Just finally and very briefly, Sinn Féin want to increase employers' PRSI, which is a tax on jobs, and critically, there is no indexation on their tax, meaning that people earning over €35,000 a year will be worse off in real terms. So it's the figures that they are not including in this alternative budget, which is really worrying for working families.
You see, and people listening to this programme will have heard the Minister for the last couple of minutes almost spend all of her time talking about Sinn Féin and Sinn Féin's alternative budget.
Because it's very important that people know what the alternative budget contains.
Minister, you have to allow people to respond and show some respect. I didn't interrupt you. So if you look at what your response to our alternative budget is, you talk about we will increase taxes. Yes, on those who earn over €140,000 a year, and it's a 3% solidarity tax. We want the bank levy to remain. I would imagine the vast, vast majority of citizens listening, and the bank levy is up at the end of this year. It would bring in about €190 million. It should be maintained. They're the choices we need to make to avoid students, as we've seen in Cork, having to go to food banks. We don't have enough student accommodation. The vast majority of people in Dublin and elsewhere can't afford to buy their own home. Rents are too high. We have record waiting lists in health, as I said. Childcare costs are too high. So you have to make choices, and we will make those choices. Okay. And what the Minister does, she was obviously given lines to spin in relation to Sinn Féin.
I've done
and
my
she
homework
spent almost all of her time focused
budget,
on what Sinn Féin
Deputy.
Would do.
I've done
what,
my homework on what, your alternative
what the,
budget.
What you should do, Minister, and what the government should do is okay. In your budget next week, actually put your money where your mouth is and solve the problems, the real problems, which are impacting on the majority of working people.
Okay, we're going to have to leave that there.